Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think as an organization, as you sit there, and I was there for 15 years, you're all for giving players second chances. But I think the other thing you have to be recognized is that when a player comes into your building, there's a responsibility that he has. I used to always say that, you know, it's choices and consequences. You have control over your choice. But once you make your choice, it has control over you and the consequences that go with that. So I can't control where you are, who you're with, or what you're doing. But understand the responsibility you had as a Pittsburgh Steeler was more than about you. It was about the team. It was about the city. It's about being a professional athlete and the role model that you are, whether you like it or not. Accept it. Kareem Hunt, hopefully he will learn from this. And maybe he'll have an opportunity to make an impact for others who are maybe going down that same path.
What's on Tap is brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Bill Cowher, after Kareem Hunt was released by the Kansas City Chiefs back in December, talking about how he dealt with those types of situations, how he viewed them. And in the last few minutes, the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt, the 2017 NFL leading rusher, a guy who was on pace this year to challenge for that rushing title again. Video of an incident in a Cleveland hotel popped up on TMZ, and it started to follow the Ray Rice timeline. Chiefs cut him, said he wasn't honest with us. Now that we've seen the video, we know that he had some violent altercation. He made it sound like that didn't happen. Hunt then went on an apology tour, told ESPN that he was raised by his mother and grandmother, and this wasn't the true Kareem Hunt that we saw in that video. Was never arrested. The incident didn't go much further. We're still waiting on discipline from the NFL. He hasn't been formally suspended by them. But in the meantime, the Browns, who have John Dorsey, who drafted Hunt out of Toledo, the Browns are going to take a flyer on this guy. And, you know, there's a couple of things that pop into my head, Chris, with this story. The first one is, you know, if you're talking strictly about what happens on the field, the Browns just got a lot better.
Yeah, but you can't talk about just what happens on the field with this, because the guy's on video assaulting a woman. Like, that has... This idea of divorcing anything that happened with Kareem Hunt off the field and trying to treat him in a vacuum, I just can't do that kind of calculus here, man. That's if he's eligible to play. That's if the NFL doesn't levy any discipline. I don't know. This looks real bad for a team that already has running backs to take a flyer on this guy. And just what they're essentially saying is, yeah, even if he gets suspended for some games because of this, we're going to take a risk here. John Dorsey's got a relationship with the guy, and we're going to try to add some talent to the roster here.
Yep.
I don't like it, man. Everybody knows I'm actually a Browns fan, that I actually like that team, that I was excited about Baker Mayfield being good just because they'd be relevant. This is crap, man. If the Steelers had done this, had said, you know what, we're gonna try to bring him into the fold here.
Yeah.
Because frankly, the Browns, in my opinion, have a better running back stable than the Steelers, minus
Well, now they absolutely
well,
do.
Now they absolutely do, but beforehand I thought they did too. If the Steelers had done this, I'd say, what the hell are you doing? Let the guy have his second chance, if he even gets one, somewhere else. That video should be disqualifying to anybody that's familiar with...
Disqualifying in what regard? He should lose his livelihood?
I don't
permanently.
He lied about it. It should be disqualifying for my team picking him up. That's what I would feel like. Let somebody else, let one of the other 31 do it.
So if the Antonio Brown pictures come out, the ones the police took from his incident, and there are bruises or cuts.
Bye.
Done.
Bye.
Shouldn't play football ever again?
Not for my team.
I'm saying in the NFL. Should he be banned for life?
I don't want him on my team. I didn't ask that question. That's the best I can do.
Do you think he should play again?
It's hard for me to say ban a guy for life when the police wouldn't file charges and when the accuser wouldn't press them, but I wouldn't want him to play for my team.
But the police didn't file charges against Ray Rice, and he's been banned for life.
Because he sucked. That's
because he was at the end of the line.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only reason. Somebody would have given. Ray Rice wasn't a good football player anymore, so it was a very convenient situation once that video came out to sort of make an example out of a guy that wasn't good enough to play in the league anyway.
You hear a lot about how the NFL is a privilege, but it's also a league like just about any other occupation or career in a capitalistic society that values talent. And if you're really good at something, you get extra chances.
And that's been untenable, though, Pony, because all these people, they'll throw out commercials about we're serious about domestic violence. We, the NFL, want to take a stand. They had all those players standing in front of the camera. The hypocrisy is what gets me more than anything. If you're gonna appeal to me with, should the man lose his livelihood? I mean, I said Michael Vick, who did something horrible to animals, granted, not to another person, but
he displayed sociopathic behavior and killed.
He did his time, and so I was okay. He actually went to a federal prison for several years.
Right.
So on some level, I could reconcile, did the crime. It feels like there's been, the punishment for Kareem Hunt has been he has temporarily, now we know, lost a lucrative job, and now he's regained it after a period of months.
Correct.
That doesn't feel like much here. That doesn't feel like Kareem Hunt, no matter what he can say about being raised by women and everything else and how much he's learned, doesn't feel like he's actually had to pay much here.
I don't actually blame the Browns for this move.
I do. You have Nick Chubb. Duke Johnson.
And he just made them better. I look at the NFL and say it's the ball's in their court. How long are they going to discipline Kareem Hunt for? That's what it comes down to.
Do you think they'll discipline him for any amount of time?
Yes. I think he'll miss at least half the season. I think he'll miss between half the year and a full season.
How cynical do you have to be, though, about sports to just say, well, it makes them better? That's a level of cynicism, I think, that I can't get to. Like, or just completely dismissing. You have to be so cynical about everyone's motivations and just not care. Or nihilistic is maybe the better word. Oh, yeah, did it make them better? Like, I get what we do determines that we have... dictates that we have to talk about that part of it. But it's like the guy's on video.
Right.
Bowling over a woman, kicking a woman when she's down. And it's just like, well, hey, if he comes back for that back half of the season, he should be a really interesting piece for them to add if they're in contention. Like, I don't know, man. I feel grimy talking about it in those terms. Understanding that that's what the job calls upon us to do, I think it's ridiculous that he's back in the league this soon. On a team, on a roster.
James Harrison spent 10 years abusing NFL quarterbacks after he had an incident, and he was cheered up until the very end of his career when he left on bad terms and pulled a Benedict Arnold. But up until that moment, he was, by most Steelers fans, a beloved figure. Does he have a Kareem Hunt incident on his record? Yes.
Yes, and I never cheered for the guy after
never?
That. No.
So in your early 20s when he was still...
No, I thought it was junk that they made excuses for him up and down, that the late Dan Rooney said, well, it was because he wanted to have his kid baptized, and I thought that was a noble pursuit. There is no noble reason to hit a woman in the face.
I agree.
To hit a woman at all.
Right, I agree with that.
But
if our criminal justice system doesn't take that person, lock them up, and throw away the key, are they allowed to seek employment again in the NFL? I say yes.
Yes, but
as
I don't
uncomfortable
want it to be on
as
my
that
team.
Makes me, NFL players should be given a second chance.
That's a separate argument from what I'm saying, which is the Browns are one of my two teams that I actually root for, the Steelers being the other. I didn't like it when the Steelers employed a guy because he was good enough who smacked the mother of his child because he was mad in a domestic dispute, regardless of what that reasoning was.
Yep.
I don't like the fact that my other team that I like, that I follow, that I'm interested in, that I have some emotional investment in, basically said, well, let's roll the dice on this very talented player who's on video assaulting a woman.
Did you
because he could help us down the road.
Did you criticize the Steelers when they signed Michael Vick?
I think my take at the time was, I think he's a bad guy. I don't think he is necessarily reformed, but at least the criminal justice system punished him.
Right.
Like, he was incarcerated.
But then,
he was not a free person.
So then, if Kareem Hunt obviously has to take responsibility for his actions, and there's no way to sugarcoat or try to rationalize what he did. But when you put it that way, it sounds like your bigger problem was with Cleveland police. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
You're getting on them. They didn't do anything about it.
Correct.
They interviewed everybody. They had a surveillance video at their disposal. Did the guy spend any time in jail? Was he locked up? No. He continued to play. That's on them. That's on society for either it's hard to prosecute or to criminalize people who are guilty of these kinds of heinous acts. That's part of the problem here.
It shouldn't be hard to prosecute when you have video evidence.
Right.
It shouldn't matter if the witnesses say, "Yeah, we don't want to say too much here. You've got them on video." Well, should he be allowed to seek employment? Yeah, I guess so. Like, I have to grit my teeth and say that. I didn't like what Michael Vick did, obviously. No sane person would, but I said the same thing about him. So if he hasn't been prosecuted, yes. Should he be allowed to? Sure. Do I want it? Do I have to feel good about it or be conciliatory at all about the fact that it's on one of the two teams I cheer for? Hell no.
If the Steelers had signed Kareem Hunt and made this move, I don't think it would have been met in Pittsburgh. Of course, some would have the same exact reaction that you have right now. But if the Steelers had said, look, we're going to lose Le'Veon Bell. We think James Conner is good. He's not great. Jalen Samuels is more of a jack of all trades. We're going to bring in Kareem Hunt to be our feature back, and we're going to let the NFL disciplinary process play out. I don't think that Steelers fans... I think Steelers fans would be pretty split on it, actually.
They would be happy. If you put a poll up, if this was the Steelers, and you said, are you happy that the Steelers signed Kareem Hunt, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I think you would have more than 50% saying yes. There would be people calling our show in very serious football guy voice saying, hey, guys, go to acquire talent however you can find it. That's just the NFL. It's the name of the game. Because football engenders this insanity, like these brain worms in fans. I'm not even talking about people affiliated with the teams. With fans who are so serious about the sport that they will look past virtually anything, and they'd say, hey, somebody else would have got him. Don't want the Ravens to get him. Think of how good he'd be there, blah, blah, blah. Like, spare me. Act like a human being for once.
I think Kareem Hunt had a very ugly incident that he takes culpability for, takes the blame for, that played out in a very public way. And in my opinion, he has an opportunity here to reform himself and become an advocate to help prevent or stop exactly what he perpetrated or did a year ago. And if he displays a willingness to do those types of things, I think he should play in the NFL again. And if I'm the Browns, I pick him up and I wait to see that kind of contrition and then action from the player.
Michael
and
Vick,
if I get those two things, then he should play again.
The only thing I would say in Michael Vick's favor is that it seems, and people will tell you this because it's been documented a fair amount, as sociopathic as his crimes were, most people will tell you he has made what, to all appearances, a genuine, sincere effort to combat that which he was convicted of doing.
Yeah.
And spread aware, like, I was a horrible person. I will always be, for some people, a horrible person.
He has spearheaded legislation.
Great. Great. He put to the best that any human being can without being able to read his mind and know how he really feels about the issue. He has at least, on a surface level,
yes,
done everything you could do.
Right.
Make Kareem Hunt do that.
I agree. Because
it's a lot tougher to do that, I think, when you've got like your whole career ahead of you than it is to, or it's a lot tougher to use somebody like Ray Rice at the end of the line. Let me put it this way. If you're the NFL and force them to be the poster child when no one wanted him anyway, do a real like thing if you're the NFL and make Kareem Hunt, as part of his conditions to actually be in good standing with the league, commit to doing X amount of work.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Show that you're going to do something other than produce some garbage-ass commercial that completely like skips around the actual issue and just put your words to it. Have some actions here. And that all said, I still don't like that a team I actually like and root for and want to see do well picked him up, even if he makes them better. I can draw a line in the sand somewhere.
Breaking news, the Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. What is your reaction to that move? 412-928-9370. You can come at this from a Steelers perspective if you want. You can come at it from really any personal place if you want. 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We'll talk to Mark Caboli at 4. He'll have some thoughts on what the Browns just did.
The Kansas City Chiefs are totally right in releasing Kareem Hunt. I would also say that the San Francisco 49ers are right in releasing Reuben Foster. I would also then counter that with saying that the Washington Redskins are an embarrassment to the NFL. And yet this is another cautionary tale for all professional athletes and athletes in general. You can't put your hands on a woman. Don't do it. And you got to keep yourself away from this type of trouble. And Kareem Hunt is paying the ultimate price right now. He says in danger of losing his career.
Boomer Esiason, before the Browns signed Kareem Hunt, crushing the Washington team for picking up Reuben Foster. This segment brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. So are the Browns an embarrassment of a new kind? They've long been a punchline because they have failed to win a playoff game, and they've produced an 0-16 season since coming back to the NFL in 1999. Have they continued to humiliate themselves with their latest action, signing Kareem Hunt? Now, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport is reporting that Hunt is in alcohol and anger management counseling. He'll continue to stay in counseling. He's met with NFL investigators three times, and a suspension is coming. So he is going to pay a price for his inexcusable actions. But at the end of that punishment, he'll have a team to play for.
He's on a one-year incentivized deal, and then he's a restricted free agent. I guess the other part of this that just sort of gets me, a suspension's going to be his discipline, so then you got to live with it and say, no matter how much it annoys you, yeah, I guess he should be allowed to try to make a living or whatever. Doing what he has been training to do. The Browns are probably feeling like, man, did we get a great deal? What a steal. Yes, I think they're thinking to themselves, because he's also a Cleveland native, Willoughby, Ohio, suburban Cleveland. I'm sure they're like, that's how cynical and kind of messed up it is. Oh, yeah, he did something horrible, but we would never have had access to Kareem Hunt. That has to be what somebody in that front office is thinking. You know it. You know, Freddie Kitchens is probably on some level saying, man, I can't believe this guy, this talent, is in our system. Think about what he could do with Baker Mayfield.
But isn't there also the chance, if you're willing to take some of that skepticism off, that they might feel like if there's an organization that is right for him, it's this one?
Didn't you read that big deep dive on how dysfunctional Jimmy and Dee has Lamar at the top? Why would this be the right organization? They've screwed up everything for 20 years, and maybe, because of what you just said,
proximity to his hometown.
I wouldn't think that his hometown, being around his hometown, would be necessarily a good thing. I hear about guys all the time, maybe this is more for going from high school to college, who get away from their hometown because it's just bad for them. The incident itself happened in his hometown. Downtown Cleveland.
Don't you feel like if teams had just waited until the suspension was over, once he served his time, roughly 20 to 25 teams would have been interested in
him? Yes, because there wouldn't have been the stigma of we're so desperate to acquire talent that we are going to pick up somebody who is going to face discipline because we just can't wait on the opportunity. It looks real. It looks like basically we don't care about what is on video that we know he did, and we don't care about the fact that he's going to be suspended. We just want the talent here. There's nothing else that matters. And in a way, there isn't. Because you know what? If you know some of the guys up there at 92.3, you know that the rest of the day today and into tomorrow, they will be, whatever the host's opinions are, they will be fielding calls from ecstatic Browns fans.
Yeah.
Who can't believe they got a guy who, by talent, is probably a top 10 back in the NFL. They can't believe they got him for what amounts to nothing, and that if he gets back into playing shape and plays after suspension and is good, they'll probably be able to sign him at a discount. Just like we're probably, if I had to look at the call screen and guess, going to get a lot of calls today saying, why the hell didn't the Steelers take a flyer on this guy? That would have been a proactive move to show that they're serious about trying to get better.
The other team in the division, Cincinnati, drafted a running back who on video punched a college student in the face, a female college student, and was still a second-round pick.
Correct. And I thought that was abhorrent, and I'm sure Bengals fans, many of them, said, any way you can get talent. It's the NFL that has this, I think, vibe among fans more than any other league, and you could disagree with me if you want. But I feel like people are so into professional football in this country that they will look past virtually anything if a guy produces on the field. Leonard Little got drunk, drove a car, and killed somebody. Mm-hmm. Got a new contract.
Yeah.
I bet Rams fans, many of them, pre-social media, were like, hey, this sucks. He ruined that person's family, that family's entire existence. But damn, Leonard Little can play.
Do you think that Kareem Hunt did that?
No, and I'm not trying to equate them as being equally bad. Mm-hmm. I'm saying both of them are definitely on the very bad scale of things at maybe opposite ends. Leonard Little's is just about as irresponsible and as bad as you can get. My point is, people that are fans of pro football seem more willing to overlook this kind of thing in the name of talent acquisition than any other. And that speaks to the degree to which I think people love football in this country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.